Stella speaking.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I just have a question.
Sure.
I just want to ask you, I don't know I'm getting the right number or anything, but I was just having a question about the caregiver. I had my mother-in-law and father-in-law in the house in currently actually and I'm the one is take care of both of them. And
Okay.
I was wondering, like, because I am the one doing it, and somebody told me I can enroll in the program for the caregiver.
Right. I can get paid to help them.
I'm sorry, what?
And like you want to get paid to help them, right?
Yes.
Got it. Yeah, we actually do that service. Let me ask you like that. Are they on Medicaid?
Yes.
Got it. And in which
Medicaid
county?
and Medicare.
Perfect. And in which
Chester.
county are you? Chester
Chester
County?
County.
So what
But
I
I
can.
am working. But I'm working. So is that just gonna be, because I'm working
It's not an issue.
seven.
You
Oh,
can work for them like after hours, at night, whatever, or weekends, whenever.
yes,
What
and
we
because
can.
I do. Go ahead.
What? So what I'll need to do is. I'll need to just get them their information. I will assign a specialist. She's gonna help them get approved for home care services, and we'll just evaluate how many hours. Their insurance will see how many hours. And once we get the hours, then in the meantime, we're gonna sign you up as the home health aide, and you'll be able to get paid.
Okay, and how like what is that how they like what's the requirement to get there get approved?
To get it approved as a caregiver?
Yes.
So we'll basically need your basic medical records and just IDs and basic stuff. We'll do a background check, make sure everything is good, and that's it.
And
It's
what
quite easy. We're just gonna do it for you. Like, we're gonna help you.
Oh, okay. And how much is the pay?
So it depends on a lot of things because it depends how many hours you get approved. It goes per hour. So you'll
Okay.
get paid per hour, and then it also depends how many hours according that's the pay rate they'll give you. And they also do time and a half for anything that's more than 40 hours, so it really matters. Like, I can't give you a straight rate,
Okay.
but
And then
actually
it's
in
gonna
Chester
be.
County we're one of the best paying agencies as far as I know. So
And because if they're both of them, I will get for both.
yeah, of course you'll get for how many hours you work. Like, yeah, you'll clock in when you start working and clock out, and then we'll see how many hours you work, and you'll get paid for the total
Okay.
amount of hours.
All right. Sounds good. Okay.
Do you have
So,
their basic information with you so I can send it in to our specialist?
no, I can just call you back with all the information tomorrow. So you need the medical information?
No, I'll just need the name, date of birth, and address.
Oh, yeah, I do have that.
You have that. Okay, so let me take it down. Just give me a minute. Medicals we don't need. Like, Medicaid will just do the valuation. We're just gonna send it into Medicaid, let them know, and they'll just sign you up. Give me a minute. What's the first and last name?
Her name is MASOUMEH, and the
N as in
last name is
Mary, N as in Nancy, or M as in
no,
Mary?
M as in Mary,
MEH.
MASOUMEH,
It's NEH or MEH?
M as in Mary,
Both are M?
EH, correct.
The beginning and the end. Now, what's the last name?
PISHVA.
VA?
VA. V
V as
as
in
in
Victor?
Virginia.
Got it. And what's the date of birth for her?
Is 06/05/1950.
1950. Let me see if I can log into Medicaid. Perfect. I see she has Keystone Community Health Choices, right? Make sense?
Hi. He, no, actually, she has Aetna.
Aetna, that's under Medicare. So under
Yes.
Medicare, she has Aetna, and then we're going by Medicaid. So under her
Oh,
Medicaid
okay.
insurance, she has Keystone.
Yes.
So let me just take down the information I got from here. I'll put in your number as the primary contact, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any other number, like in the family, in case we can't reach you on this number?
484-252-9581.
That's the number you called from. Is there any
Oh,
other number?
yes, 484-252-6313.
6313. Got it. And you're the daughter or the in-law?
So, yes.
Daughter and.
And you guys is doing, is that the agency or is that for the Pennsylvania?
I didn't understand your question. What do you want to know?
So you guys, the number I'm calling right now, is that for the agency or is that for you guys working for the government or just for the agency?
So I'm the agency under Medicaid.
Okay. Got it.
So we're like Medicaid, we're affiliated with Medicaid, we work with them. Like we're gonna let them know. Like we'll be in contact with them. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Keystone. What's her address? Hello? Are you still on the line?